So are a lot of people deciding to go out for Christmas dinner?
More and more people are. They just I'm hearing from a lot of readers who you know, say, where can I go this year? Because I just don't feel like cooking. I don't know why. Let's blame it on the fiscal cliff.
Sure.
Whatever.
We need a break. So yeah. Where do we go?
Well, Christmas dinner is a harder thing to come up with because even restaurants that stay open every other day of the year, if they're going to close one day, it's going to be Christmas Day.
That makes sense.
Obviously, the ones that you, the likely ones are, again, the hotels, mm-hmm. the larger hotels, and restaurants that you'll find in the tourist areas because they know they've got to, these people are not going to cook at home. They're visiting Orlando during the holidays, and so they have to eat. And so it's going to be probably buffet style in some of the hotels, although some will have a la carte service, and they'll have a special holiday menu, whether that's more turkey or maybe a prime rib, something like that.
So is the best bet to call ahead and see which way they're going to go?
Right. Yeah. You check out the websites, check out a call, say, what are you offering? What's the cost? You know, I've got a 3-year-old. How much is that going to cost me? Get all of those details and do it now, because with fewer restaurants available, they are going to fill up fast. The hotels, Crib Royale down by Disney, their Tropical restaurant will be serving. The Ritz-Carlton, the big dining room downstairs called the Vineyard Grill, they'll be offering Christmas dinner. At the Westin Imagine, Fiorella's, nice restaurant. I like the chef a lot. I don't know if he'll be there. Maybe he'll be home with his family. Now, Rosen Hotels, always a good bet. I think they do a very nice job. So you got Rosen Plaza, Rosen Center, and Rosen Shingle Creek. The Boheme in downtown Orlando usually does their buffet style, the same type of thing that they do for their Sunday brunch. And Ruth's Chris Steakhouses.
Really?
Yeah. And I mentioned Ruth's Chris because they have restaurants in different parts of the town. So if you don't want to go to the tourist areas, which everything I've mentioned so far has been in the tourist area, you've got a Ruth's Chris on Restaurant Row, you've got one in Winter Park, and you've got one up in Lake Mary. I throw that out there because who knows what the quality is going to be anyway. So, and remember, people are working on Christmas Day to feed you, so be nice. Remember, Santa starts making his list for next year, beginning that day. So be nice to the people. Also, if you've got a reservation at the restaurant and you wake up in the morning, you start opening up presents, you have a little eggnog, maybe a little brandy in it, and later on you leave out the eggnog, and you know, it gets to a time when you have to go to your reservation, you say, oh, let's just open up a can of turkey soup. Call the restaurant. Let them know you're not coming so that they can, so that they're not waiting for you, keeping that table open, and they can move somebody in.
Okay. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.